Well, we are with the tops of the class of 2013 at Nottoway Valley High School today. We have two young ladies joining us here today we want to visit with, and you are?
Julie Bricker.
Julie, tell us about your family.
I live with both my parents, Steve and Patty Bricker, and my older sister, Lauren, who goes to Drake.
Okay. Are you pretty close with your sister?
Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
Has she given you lots of good sisterly advice?
Yeah, she has. She's helped me with papers and stuff, and she's into medical stuff, which is what I want to do, so she's helped a lot with that.
Oh, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your time here at Nottoway Valley High School. What classes did you enjoy here?
Well, I know it sounds really weird, but I actually really liked algebra because it just really made sense to me. And, I mean, the teacher's really awesome. Mrs. Henniger, she's really good. I also liked Mr. Clark. He retired recently. He did chemistry, and that was really fun, too.
Yeah, Julie, that's really weird. That's really weird. You didn't like recess and lunch and things like that most kids like?
Well, you know, sometimes it's nice to get a break in there, but for classes, they were okay.
Did you find that type of thing comes easy to you?
Yeah, those are definitely my stronger suits. I'm not much into reading and writing.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers. Now, you mentioned a couple already, but what do you think it takes to make a good teacher? What qualities do they have to really connect with students?
Well, I know another one of my favorite teachers is like Mrs. Jensen. She really gets the students involved, and I don't know, just like taking a lot of notes always helps me, and having those to review just really helps.
Mm-hmm. Class sizes and things, have you enjoyed the experience here at Nottoway Valley School? It's not a large school here in Iowa, kind of a medium-sized school. You get an opportunity to get to know a lot of people.
Yeah, I know pretty much everyone. Like, the only people I don't know are like the younger freshmen. I definitely like the smaller classes. It just makes it easier for me to learn, I think, instead of being I've never been in a big class, but definitely sounds overwhelming.
It's what you know, so you like it. Okay. Hey, talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, I finished up cross country and basketball. I'm now in track. I recently went out for choir, and I did the musical. I even did Battle of the Books, which was pretty fun.
Do you have a favorite of all those things?
Not really. I enjoy physical activities just to keep me in shape, but overall, they're pretty equal.
Okay. Well, it's good to get out and do other things with other people like that, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really helped me, spend more time with my friends and stuff, which is always good when you have all this homework and stuff to do all the time.
All the time. I thought you said it comes easy to you. You don't have a lot of homework, do you?
Well, I mean, you still get a good amount of homework, but, I mean, just time management helps.
Gotcha. All right. Well, talk a little bit about what's next for you. What's going to happen this fall for you? Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Creighton University in Omaha. So it's a smaller, you know, not a bigger college since it's private, which is what I wanted.
Why did you choose Creighton then? Is there a specific program you're looking at?
Well, I know they're really big into medical fields, which I'm hoping to a major in biology and hopefully go into optometry when I get older.
Well, what do you think is going to happen down the road? Where do you see yourself, say, maybe 10 years from now? Have you thought much about the future?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be out of college by then and hopefully getting a job in optometry, but not really sure where I want to go exactly yet, but just hopefully graduated by then.
That's a career goal for you, optometry?
Yeah, I really enjoy just the whole equipment and stuff. It just always intrigued me. And, I mean, I like science and math, so it seemed to make sense to me.
Okay, very good. Well, give some advice to these 8th graders now. You've had the high school experience for 4 years. What do they need to know before they get started here in the fall?
Well, definitely to always do your homework. It may seem like a lot of work and stuff, but it really does help in test and just keeping it in your mind and stuff. Otherwise, just don't freak out about the upperclassmen. They really aren't that scary.
It's easy to say now, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, very good. Julie, thanks a lot. Good luck to you down the road.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, who's next?
Rebecca Siglin.
Okay, Rebecca, tell us about your family.
My mom is Terry Rabbit. My dad is Richard Siglin. And I have two sisters, Hannah and Krista. Krista's older, Hannah's younger.
Oh, okay, stuck in the middle then. So you get good advice and you give good advice, right?
Yep, it's pretty cool. I was never in high school without a sibling. Like, for the first 2 years I had Krista, and it was cool getting advice from her, and then these last 2 years it was fun giving advice to Hannah.
Well, it's kind of nice that you're close enough in age that you have a chance to really kind of get to know each other too. Sometimes you see siblings that are further spread apart in age, and they're just not that close, and it's kind of fun to do that. Hey, talk a little bit about the classwork and things that you enjoyed here at Nottoway Valley.
Well, unlike Julie, I tend to like English classes more, and I really love choir and singing.
Okay. Do you find that the English classes, did they just come natural to you, or do you like it because maybe at some point you had a teacher that you really liked and really connected with, and that kind of got you turned on to that?
Probably a little bit of both. Mrs. Livingston here at the high school is a really great teacher. I really like taking her classes, and reading stories and stuff is fun. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, you kind of touched on Mrs. Livingston there. What about other teachers? Are there others that really kind of got your attention here that you really enjoyed?
Mr. Clark, the old science teacher that just retired. Mrs. Jensen, who teaches social studies.
Some of the same ones that, in some cases, that Julie had mentioned too. Are there certain qualities that you think that really make for a good teacher?
Well, I really like teachers who are approachable, and like pretty much all the teachers here are. They're all easy to talk to. Teachers who get the students involved, and it doesn't hurt to have a good sense of humor too.
Yeah, you got to keep their attention even when the subject is boring, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else kept you busy here in high school?
Well, singing, choir. I am in track and I was in volleyball, but I'm not too great at the sports. I like music, and I was in band up until this year.
Mm-hmm. Some great memories there. Did you do well in some of the competitions?
Yeah. This year I was lucky enough to make the All-State Choir. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Did you make some new friends through that too?
Not really, but I got closer to the two other people from my school who made it. We had a really good time.
Yeah. Does that entail you going somewhere, doing something? I know there was a competition, obviously, to get to that point, but will you work together after that?
No, the audition process, we auditioned together and then we made it. We went to Ames for the concert and like a 2-day festival, but now it's all done with, which is sad.
But it's a good memory though.
Yeah, it was really great. I'll always remember it.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the future then for you. What happens this fall? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to Grinnell College.
Okay. Why'd you choose Grinnell?
It's a smaller school, and I like small class sizes, and they're really strong academically, and they really take the time to help their students and into choosing a major and everything, and that helps since I don't really know what I want to major in yet.
Okay. Have you thought much about it? Do you think that that major might be somewhere along like English, something like that? Do you think it'll be in that direction?
Yeah, I'm considering English and also maybe anthropology.
Okay, very good. Well, what about, do you intend to be involved in music then in college too? Is that something you want to take with you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be in some singing group. They have a few, and I want to take piano lessons and continue with that.
Okay, sounds like you got some plans made then. Well, 10 years down the road, it's kind of hard if you haven't even picked a major for sure yet, but in college. But what do you have any ideas about where you might be? Maybe even physically, do you want to stay in Iowa? Where do you think you might be 10 years from now?
I definitely want to travel, so probably won't be living in Iowa. I want to be doing a job I love, and I don't know, maybe be on one of the coasts where it's warm all year round.
Okay, not a bad idea to look out for that too. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know about high school before they get started?
Don't be afraid to try new things, like new activities that maybe you thought you wouldn't like, because you might find that you do like it. And don't be afraid to talk to the upperclassmen, because I don't know. I was kind of scared of the upperclassmen as a freshman, but now, like, I like talking to the freshmen and, yeah, so.
Okay. Giving them good advice, and don't close any doors then, too. Very good. Well, Rebecca, thanks to you again, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. That's Rebecca Siglin and Julie Bricker. They are two of the tops of the class of 2013 at Nottoway Valley High School.